Well, hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and Jerry Usher will be back tomorrow. You have me today, and I have you, and so I need you to fill up those phone lines because I'm asking the question, do you believe in your guardian angel? If you have angel stories, your guardian angel has been very active in your life. Now is the time to share it. We are a very welcoming format with Matt Gubinsky at the phones at 833-288-3986. I studied angels for now well over 13 years because I actually went and revisited some of the areas that I looked into early on when I studied angels to do the show The Spirit World with Adam Bly. And so I love it all talk about the angels. So guardian angels today, do you believe in your guardian angel? Do you say the guardian angel prayer? I know it sounds like such a cute little prayer. You know, the angel of God, my guardian dear, you know the prayer, but it's actually a very powerful prayer of awareness for your guardian angel. So we'll talk about that. We'll go into the catechism, go into scripture. We can talk angel stories. Please dial in. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. We consider you part of the family. 833-288-3986. So tell us your guardian angel story. We've got Charles Beery at the controls. He's doing a fine job. Michael McCall's on social media, and we already have comments coming in and stories coming in through the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. If you want to read some of the stories, they're fascinating. I just read Barbara's and the others. And so please go to Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, read the stories there. I'll try to weave some in, but I can already see we're going to have a jam-packed phone line. So that's awesome on guardian angel stories. So like us on Facebook, Jerry and Debbie. Call in if you have a guardian angel story or a question about your guardian angel. Do you believe in your guardian angel? Maybe if you don't, I could talk to you about that because you're missing out. I can tell you, God had designed for all of us to have a guardian angel, which is very, very powerful way to go through life. So please call in 833-288-3986. That's the number to dial in. There's a couple open phone lines. If you do have a very detailed story, if you can kind of give us the Reader's Digest version of it, just for the purposes of this live on-air wonderful platform, we want to get to as many calls as possible. So already Matt Gubinsky's super busy on the phones on this just glorious Monday of June. I love this, the Sacred Heart of Jesus month. Oh, amazing. 833-288-3986. And we're talking all about guardian angels. Okay, I said I was going to go into scripture, Psalm 91. For almost all of the translations of the Bibles, Psalm 91. Please, folks, very, very powerful psalm. A lot of military people carry Psalm 91. So does first responders as well. If you go to line beginning at 11 of Psalm 91, verse 11, it says, "For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways." Okay, and then it goes on about the guardian angels, but it's right there in Psalm 91, very powerful. Please meditate on that great psalm, God's protection. It is an assurance of God's protection, and it is just a psalm that it is a must-have. As a matter of fact, I know a lot of mothers that have printed out that psalm, cut it into a wallet size segment of it and sent it to their sons who are in the military, which is just a beautiful gift to give your sons and daughters who are serving in the military. Okay. Wouldn't you know it, on this Monday, we have full phone lines. I love you guys. You guys love talking about guardian angels. Well, you picked the right person to talk to about this, because I love talking about the angels. I can talk about them all day long. That's why many years ago, my pastor and I was working at this parish, and he was my boss and my pastor. He encouraged me to go deep into the guardian angels, and it's been such a spiritual game changer for me. So I want to hear your stories though. 833-288-3986. We do have a back like waiting area, so you can keep calling. So, and I'll get to as many calls as possible. I want to give each caller ample time to get their message out or to ask their question or make their comment. But just know I'm going to say a quick hello, a very quick goodbye, so I can get to the next caller, because this could be a show that really, really changes lives today. You know, one of the things that happens with people is they feel very alone in this world. They feel like it's just, you know, there's no one there for them. It's me against the whole world. Well, it's not true. Your guardian angel is beside you. It's a truth of our faith. I'll go into the Catechism of the Catholic Church and, you know, based on the Creed and the Apostles' Creed, those things that are visible and invisible, seen and unseen, that's the angels. That is the angels. There's a whole network of angels, a hierarchy of angels working on the other side of the veil. They are beholding the face of God, ministering to us, all these holy angels ministering to us as well, taking care of the streets, the cities, the parishes, the homes. I mean, it's pretty amazing. They're working overtime to make sure we can navigate this thing called life. Very important. But I'm going to give you a little tip on why we forget about our guardian angels so easily, because it is very easy to forget that we have a guardian angel. And I'll share with you why I believe that is, and then how you can prevent that going forward, so you can actively be aware of your guardian angel, so your guardian angel can do their mission work. Very important. Okay, so let's go. We're going to go to the phones. When I get back, Merrill Lee will be first, and the others as they came in and are talking to Matt, and then I will just go down the list. I'll also weave in social media comments. Hi, you guys, get the chats going. I know Timoteo is listening and chatting online and loves the guardian angels as well, so that is wonderful. There's a work of the holy angels, Opus Angelorum. You can find it at opusangelorum.org, and you can learn all about the angels there, and there's a whole work of religious and laity that are dedicated, consecrated to the angels. And there's a lot to learn, and we can grow in our faith by learning all about the angels and bringing them into our spiritual life. So keep calling 833-288-3986. Do you believe in your guardian angel? That's what I'm asking today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and you. Only Jerry will be back tomorrow, but I need you, okay? So call in, and I'll be right back. Merrill Lee, hang on. You're going to be first up. Do you believe in your guardian angel? That's the question I'm asking today on Take Two. And so I need you to weigh in on it. 833-288-3986. Okay, yes, the website is Opus Sanctorum Angelorum. That's the name of the international movement within the Catholic Church ordered to promoting devotion to the holy angels. And you can find it at opusangelorum.org, O-R-G. So it's the work of the holy angels. They have question and answers. They have retreats. They have consecration to the holy angels. They have membership all about them. It's very interesting. And they are just really schooled on the holy angels. So I would recommend everyone going to that site when you get a chance and learn more about the angels. Merrill Lee, hang on. I just have to share with our listeners about MyTuner. If you have the MyTuner app, you can listen to EWTN Radio's live stream. Open the MyTuner app and search EWTN. Okay, so just wanted to remind our listeners about that. And then also, Merrill Lee, before I get to you, just real quickly, I want to just reference, because everybody wants their homework assignment already, on the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So let me just share. It starts on paragraph 328, the existence of angels, a truth of our faith. See, it talks all about the creed. Yep, everything seen and unseen. So angels starts at paragraph 328, who they are, why they were created, and you can learn all about it. So please go to the cat. All you have to do is type in angels and CCC online. Just put that in the search bar and it'll come up, Catechism of the Catholic Church on Angels, and you'll learn all about it beginning at paragraph 328. Okay, so that's the little bit of homework For everybody. I just want to make sure I get everybody in there on that. Okay. Merrily, now I can get to you in Portland, Oregon. Facebook, I'm waving to you, Merrily. Welcome to Take Two.
Oh, hi. I just want to thank you both for your show. It's so informative, and you guys seem so warm and friendly and welcoming.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Please pray for us because, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to this show. You know, we try to do, obviously, the on-air portion of Take Two, but then we also try to keep the conversation going with all the Take Two family. So thank you so much for noticing that. And we do try to be very, very friendly and nice. So
there you go.
So go ahead. Tell me about the angels.
Okay. Well, this happened, the first incident was when my daughter was 9, and it was night. I got up to use the restroom. I walked by her room, and I saw this very bright, kind of a hovering light over her. And I looked at it, but I had no fear. It didn't scare me. So when I came back out of the bathroom, it was gone, but you know, I just don't know if that could have been her guardian angel protecting her. Mm-hmm. Because she's had a couple of incidences also since this happened. But, I mean, she's now in her 50s, but she's had, you know, angel experiences. But the other thing was when I was going to take my dog for a walk, I had him on the leash, and he was a pretty good-sized dog. He was, you know, lab. Mm-hmm. And he had a very strong neck. So our porch has very wide steps, like 3 of them.
Right.
He saw something in the yard. He darted, pulled me, and I just literally flew over these steps. And I landed so softly. I had no broken bones, mm-hmm. which I could have had, you know, because I'm not very tall. And I just was amazed. I thought, what in the world happened?
Right.
So I'm just not, I believe in guardian angels, mm-hmm. and I have no doubt that maybe it was my guardian that was helping me fly over these steps.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Merrily, let me share a couple things with you about what I've learned over the many years studying angels. And there really aren't any experts on angels. The closest would be St. Thomas Aquinas, okay? But because it's such, there's so many things we don't know about the angels. But I can tell you that they work when there is an awareness somewhere in the family. So if you had the awareness of the guardian angels, if you imparted that to your children, if your maybe your grandmother, your mother, you know, talked about guardian angels, when we're aware that they have a mission from God himself, by God, and they are beholding the face of God and ministering to us at the same time, so we understand their connection, okay, to the beatific vision. They leap into action. They can do much more of their work in a very precise and effective way. Now, if we don't acknowledge them, are they still on a mission by God? Yeah, absolutely, they still are. But the thing about it is God loves when we cooperate, when we acknowledge what He has done for us and what He continues to do for us, when we acknowledge the plan, when we participate by our awareness and bringing them into our lives and our spiritual life, they take action. They just do. We've seen that with the lives of the saints, how many saints had strong relationships with the angels. So, Merrily, I think we don't give them enough credit for how many times they have saved us from a fall or a mishap or protected our children and all sorts of things. But here's the interesting part about the angels by the way they are created, their nature. They don't want the attention. All the attention goes back to God. So it comes from God, it goes back to God. But they are very, very active. And so, yes, I believe throughout the course of every day of our lives, we probably are being protected in many different ways just by even driving on a freeway or something of that nature. And the angels are protecting us and they are helping us get through life, and they're protecting our children. And so, yeah, it's a beautiful thing. The unfortunate thing is I don't think we know sometimes how to fit them into our spiritual life. So they're kind of there, but a little bit on the shelf. What do you say to that?
What do I say to that?
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
oh,
go ahead.
I believe that. I'm sure there's so many incidences where I could have been, you know, harmed in some way, but it's like I feel the presence sometimes around me, especially mm-hmm. when I go to Mass. And speaking of Mass, I had two priests tell me that it's okay to name your guardian angel.
Right.
But then I hear from your show, The Spirit World, that we're not to do that.
Right. Well, because the Directory of Popular Piety discourages us. It doesn't forbid us. It discourages us for many reasons. And I understand, and I know that, Merrily, a lot of priests and nuns used to encourage us to name our guardian angels. Why? Because they wanted us to build a relationship with them. And I understand that. So the intention is really good. The problem is that first of all, they have names given by God himself. Okay. So they have, you know, their heavenly names, because God is big on naming creation. And so also, they're higher beings than us right now. Okay. Until we get to heaven. So when you name something, it's like you have ownership over them. You can command them. That we don't. We don't have that authority at all. So by naming them, it diminishes how we are to respect them and understand them. So it's not. I don't want people to get so nervous about this, because even when I went to Catholic school, we were encouraged to name our guardian angel. The intention is good, but I would just encourage folks to switch it. And if you have named your angel, just switch it to holy angel, you know, guardian angel, just like Padre Pio used to call his guardian angel. Start to transition that in our heads, because we don't have ownership over them, dominion over them. We don't. They are higher created being above us right now. Now, when we get to heaven, they transition to being, they don't need to protect us anymore. Okay. So we're all when we get to heaven, God willing, we're all in the beatific vision. So we just, it's a respect that we honor God by not taking ownership of them. And then also there are some people that are involved in exorcism work that believe that even the demons can trick us with a name. So I don't know necessarily if I've seen that as many times as just this idea of we don't own the angels. What do you say to that, Merrily?
I agree. It clears up a lot of things in my mind. I did stop calling my guardian angel by name and switched it to my guardian. Mm-hmm. But that makes a lot of sense. And I'm just thankful God gave us guardian angels.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And I'll stress it again, because I'm getting some comments coming in, and it is exactly what I just said. We don't have the authority over the angels. They are higher beings than us, and they actually, we're kind of like their projects, you know. They're mm-hmm. working on us. They're trying to get us to heaven, right, Merrily?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very cool. But there's no, I mean, there's no disrespect. I'm not, you know, it's the main question I get asked all the time. And I've even heard people tell me that, you know, Mother Angelica, you know, and other nuns used to name the angels. I understand that. It was a big deal in the 70s and 80s and 90s. I understand that. So it's not like it's forbidden, but it's very discouraged because of the reasoning. So Merrily, great questions, great stories. Thank you so much for getting us started here on Take Two. God bless you. And for the kind comments, I know the show team really appreciated it. Okay, Maura in Charleston, South Carolina, you're up next, listening on Catholic Radio in South Carolina. Hi, Maura.
Hello. Mine is quite a long story, actually. I was driving from Columbia to Charleston, and the storm started brewing. And I suddenly realized that my car was making a very strange noise and looked down, and it was running out of petrol. It had run out of petrol. So I just prayed, Lord, get me to the hard shoulder. And he did, and it stopped. And so I tried to start it again, nothing. So I said, Lord, please get me to the exit ramp. And it did, and he did. And it stopped at the top of the exit ramp. I telephoned the police, and by this time, limbs are falling, there's a howling wind, and it's pouring with rain. And so the police had not come, so I just again prayed, Lord, please start this car. And it did. And it stopped on the top of the exit ramp, you know, where the hump, where it goes over to the other side of the road. And so I hear, Lady, let me help you, in a storm, mm-hmm. with a clear voice. Mm-hmm. And I looked over, and there's a black gentleman wearing white trousers with a white T-shirt. And my windows are not rolled down, they're up. And I just looked at him, and he said, Lady, let me help you. I mean you no harm. If you stay there, you will die. So then it sort of happened. I don't know what happened. I don't remember him coming up to my car, but he must have done. And my car was back to the top of the ramp. And I looked around. He was gone. I didn't say thank you to him. I didn't say anything. He was gone. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, Lord, I need to be a little bit more specific here. Please take me to the petrol station. And he did. And it stopped at the petrol station. And these six very young black gentlemen came up, and it took six of them to move my car to the pump. Mm-hmm. And I said to them, you know, do what you want to do, because I have no idea anything about cars. Right. And they did. They fixed my car. There's nothing wrong with it. It just needed petrol. And then I said, may I pay you? And they said, no. And they were laughing. I said, I've been your entertainment, haven't I, for a Saturday night? Mm-hmm. And they did, and the car started.
Wow.
Okay. It's amazing. And bear in mind that people in South Carolina do not speak clearly all the time. And this was with a howling wind going on, sure. with rain coming down, and my window was closed.
Right. Okay. So that I've read probably thousands and thousands of stories similar to yours. You have some clear details in yours in my opinion, indicate an encounter, a guardian angel, an angel manifestation. So the gentleman came. You heard the clear voice. He came to the window. He did what he needed to do, and then he left. So that's almost like textbook of how it works with the angels. They don't want to thank you. They don't need a thank you. They're doing the God's work here that he has assigned them to do, and they have accepted. And they come, you know, because they're beings of light, right? And we were talking to Marilee earlier when she saw the light. They're so brilliant, so bright that it's something that could overwhelm us. So they basically put on a costume. They basically come as a man or a woman, a little old lady, a little old man. I mean, I've heard every story you can imagine. But yeah, I hope you definitely realize that your guardian angel is very active in your life, Maura, because to me, that was a clear indication.
Yes, and this is a part of South Carolina that is quite bleak, and it's not overly populated. And I looked down the road after he'd gone, and there was no car there. Mm-hmm. There was no car anywhere. He just appeared from nowhere.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. When I first heard him, he was actually on the other side of the road. He was I was on one side and he was on the other, and I could hear him just perfectly clearly.
Yeah, that's a definite big signal that was a guardian angel. So awesome story. I'm glad you were safe in that storm and your guardian angels helped you. Thank you so much, Maura. You hear the music when I come back. More of your calls about guardian angels today on Take Two. We're talking about guardian angels today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. You have me, Debbie Giorgiani. You'll have Jerry tomorrow. Well, I'll be back tomorrow too, God willing, if God doesn't call me home before then. But we're excited about talking about guardian angels because it's a very important part of our faith. And we did have a few callers on the lines asking the same questions about naming the guardian angels. And yes, it was brought up by, I think, Katie, that Mother Angelica talked about it on one of the shows about naming your guardian angel. I hope I cleared up any confusion. It is just this idea of that we don't have the authority to do that. We're not over the angels. Right now, they're over us. And so we just don't want to do that to God. We got to be very respectful, very obedient. No, God sets everything up with an order, a hierarchy, and we have to enter into that properly. And so there's nothing, I mean, I don't want to make people feel like they're doing anything wrong, because it was a very popular practice back in the day. But now as the development of the understanding of angels, as we learn more and more and more, and we start putting it into practice, it is advised strongly against naming the angels. So if you have a question about that, I'll happily keep reiterating it. But I would just stick with what Padre Pio, he used to call his guardian angel, his holy angel. And I think that's a beautiful way to address your angel. If you have something to say about a story about a guardian angel, if you have any questions about the catechism or scripture or Psalm 91 or any of the ideas of how the guardian angels work in our lives, how we can fit them into our spiritual life, please call me, and call me quickly because you only have, just about half the show left. 833-288-3986. All about guardian angels. We're going to go to Joseph in San Antonio, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Joseph.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Joseph, here in San Antonio, Texas. I got a two-part thing. Years ago, I don't know whether it was on Catholic radio or some radio station, I had heard that if you prayed before you went to sleep and asked for your angel's name, that it'd be told to you in a dream. Well, I did that, and sure enough, in the dream, and the only thing I remember, and I normally don't remember my dream, I remember it real clearly. He said my angel's name is Noel, but I could call him El. Mm-hmm. But since then, I understand, just like many of your callers, that we're not supposed to, so I haven't called him by name anymore and everything. But I was on a trip. My grandson was being baptized up in Chicago. I had retired out of the military up in Chicago, and my daughters were still up there, and my wife had been up there for the birth of my grandchild, and everybody was up there, and the baptism was going to be on Sunday morning. And so I was on my way up there, and I was planning, I'd started late, and I'd planned on driving straight through. Well, I'm coming from San Antonio, Texas, and going through Oklahoma. There's a turnpike that goes from, like, Oklahoma City through Tulsa to Joplin, and I misjudged my gas. I was trying to get the most out of every tank, and I thought I had enough to get to the other side. About 12 miles short of getting there, I ran out of gas. I'm looking, and it's in the middle of the night, and there's nothing from, as far as I could see, it's a straightaway, and nothing behind me, nothing, no car lights anywhere. And I didn't have a cell phone. This was back in 2002. I came to a rolling stop. I just looked up in my rearview mirror and nothing. And as soon as I came to the stop, it came to a where it just rolled to a stop. I tried to start it and started right up. And I've been praying the rosary as for any particular purpose other than, it seemed like a good idea that I couldn't get radio stations, and it was helping me stay awake. Normally it puts me to sleep, but it was helping me stay alert and awake. Well, I've been praying one rosary after another. And when I came to, it started up again, but it's quickly it was just fumes that started. Well, I came to another rolling stop just a few feet up ahead, and instantly there was a bright light behind me. I thought it was like vehicle lights, but it was real bright in my rearview mirror. That I noticed right away, and it wasn't just like in the distance. It was right behind me, right behind my vehicle. And I started rolling down my window, but as I got my window down, there was somebody just to the back window. They didn't come right to my edge, but they were like behind, near the gas tank. Said, have you run out of gas? And I said, yes. How did you know? You didn't call? And I said, no, I don't have a cell phone. And, it must have been somebody else, but I have enough gas for you. And immediately put a gas in. I said, how much do I owe you? And he said, oh, the next guy will pay. Don't worry about it. Nothing. And I was surprised by that because I was willing to pay whatever it was, whatever he said. And I was just happy to get gas because I just knew I wasn't going to make it to the baptism. I didn't know what I was going to do. Anyways, so I immediately turned my attention to trying to start the vehicle. And usually, I only know that I don't normally run out of gas, but somehow I know that if you run out of gas, it's hard to get it started again. You got to prime it or something. But it immediately turned over right away. It started right up.
Wow.
And as soon as it started right up, I looked up to turn around to thank the guy or whatever. There was no one there.
He was gone.
There was no one there. Mm-hmm. There was no vehicle. Mm-hmm. I never saw a vehicle. And I had always thought it was a vehicle's light. But now after listening to one of your callers, maybe it was just the light of the angel. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't see a vehicle.
Yeah.
I just saw a bright light. And the light stayed, like it left
it
its
lingered.
Light on.
Yeah, yeah.
And the light stayed while I only briefly, just for a moment, took my attention to my ignition. I just anticipated it's going to take a while to start this, but it started right up, and
right.
I didn't see anything in the past me, or I didn't pass another vehicle. I got to the gas station, filled up.
Wow.
And
so Joseph, again, just like with Marilee's story and the others that are writing in on social media and on Facebook, commenting as well, the details of what you're saying, just based on what I have studied for many, many years, I just humbly say, yes, it was an angel manifestation. It doesn't always happen that way, but there, again, you have some clear indications, you know, and some people will actually see a light or some kind of light, kind of a haze that goes by or something of that nature. And then some people just have the encounter with that person that they never see again. They never get to thank and you know, they don't get to locate that person anymore. Because like I said, when they do manifest, which it's kind of rare because everything's behind the scenes. Okay. And that's why we should never want to try to get them to manifest. We don't want to be having that kind of relationship where we say, you know, show yourself to me or show yourself, you know, in this way or that way, or show me the light. That's not how they are created to be. They do not like that. They do not want that. That's not their mission. Their mission is to guard you and guide you in all your ways, to illuminate your mind, to strengthen your will, to be in the beatific vision in the face of God at the same time ministering to you. Why, Joseph? Because they're trying to get you to heaven. They are walking this life with you to get you to heaven. So yeah, that is a beautiful encounter that you received and helped you when you needed it most. Now back to the dream about naming the angel. You know, God knows our intentions. So, you know, I'm sure God takes that into account, right? That we want to just get to know our angels better. One of the most beautiful ways to do it, though, is to address them as your holy angel, and then to say the angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here of this day, be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide, amen. The guardian angel prayer. Why? because we're acknowledging their mission. And then we understand that the relationship can now take hold and they can be very active. So I don't want to make anybody feel super down today that they, you know, but calling their angel a certain name or received it. But I would say that I just think to transition it to a better name that honors God and the way God set it up, I think is healthier for us spiritually. So does that sound good, Joseph? But I love your story.
Yes, that sounds good. Well, one thing that I might add is, so when I didn't know anything about this, when he said Noel, I was like, well, I wonder what that means. And then I noticed that all the angels that we know of have an L at the end of, like, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel.
Right.
They all have a E-L and Noel. I understand that L is also the name of, that's God. Mm-hmm. That's the Hebrews name for God or whatever. L is, I don't know if you can give information about that.
Yeah, I see where you're going with it. And that's a beautiful intention. And I love how you're trying to make that connection. And that is beautiful. The thing about it is one, that's probably why, Joseph, when we were growing up in Catholic school, there was this big push for everybody to get a name for their angel so that there would be this connection that we can understand how they can actually be in the face of God and ministering to us at the same time. It's pretty extraordinary. Okay. And so I understand how you're trying to, how it's making the connections for you. But again, keep the bigger picture and focus on that simply because it's a safer spiritual position to be in, because we don't want to in any way, shape, or form say to God, okay, we understand God, you set it up a certain way, but we're gonna kind of take it in our way that feels better for us, right? And that's sort of how it becomes when we name the angels, or we receive a name in a dream or some kind of prayer. But do you see where I'm going with Joseph? So the intention that you have making this connection is beautiful. Keep that intention, keep the connection, but just kind of broaden it and to see the bigger mission and the bigger picture.
Yes, I've avoided calling him by name because for fear that it is a deceptive, that I could be deceived, and it could be the evil one that is deceiving me. I just refer to mostly angel, or I pray for my saints to pray with me, and I've had many, many miraculous things, and I don't know whether it's in relationship to the angels or, but I did have one other one. That an answer to a prayer. I was in Mass. I'd been praying for my grandson. He was having a life-threatening thing when he was born, and while we were in Mass, I get a voice, and it says, "God has heard your prayers and has answered." And we didn't know if my grandson was going to live. And they said that he would be severely, either mentally and physically compromised, and that he'd be taking this medicine, and that was in 2013, and he's an 11-year-old normal boy now, and without any type of and that from that day forward he improved.
Praise God. Well, and Joseph, you know what I'm noticing? You're a man of deep faith. You pray the rosary. You see, it's all about connection. The rosary is connection. It's connection to Our Lady. It's connection to Jesus. It's His life and His ministry, His suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus and Mary. Okay? And so you've got that depth. And that's what I wish everybody would walk away with today after listening to this show, is it's all about connection. Blessed Carlo Acutis knew that. He's going to be canonized hopefully next year because he received that second miracle. He knew all about connection. He did it in 15 short years of his life. It's all about connection. And when we have that tie to Jesus on a regular basis through, you know, it's the vine and the branches, remain in me. When we stay connected to the vine, we are going to see miraculous things, small and big, happen in our lives. It's just the way God works. The streams of graces, everything that flows from that connection. Joseph, keep that connection for your family. Pass it on. You did for us today. Thank you so much for calling in from San Antonio, Texas. Okay, we're going to get to Shanna, who's in Pasadena, California, who's been waiting so patiently, listening on the iHeartRadio app. Hi, Shanna. Welcome. Hello, Shanna. Are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Go right ahead. You're on air.
I was attending a soccer game in Pasadena, California. It was a college match, and I felt something hovering over me. The sun was right in my face, and I decided to take my cell phone and take a picture by chance. The next day I woke up, something told me to look at that picture, and I have a picture on my cell phone of an angel with a gold crown right above the sun, and I wanted to email it to you to see if you wanted to share it with the community.
Sure, I would love to see it. Absolutely. You can email it to take2@ewtn.com, and it comes right to me and Jerry and Charles, our producer. We'd love to see it. take2@ewtn.com. Shanna, I want to share something about this because you just brought it up about actually seeing your guardian, seeing an angel or seeing your guardian angel. It's very rare, folks, very rare. So Shanna, if indeed that is an image, a manifestation, then yeah, they actually manifested and you were able to capture it on a picture. But again, I just want to stress to everyone, please do not try to communicate at that level with your guardian angel to manifest themselves, because they're not designed, and their mission is not for that. They're there for a reason. They are messengers. They are there for a reason. So they have a mission, and we have to allow them to do their mission. When we complete, like in your case, Shanna, that was just a gift. You received a gift. If indeed that is a guardian angel, that's beautiful. But I do know people that when they start to get into studying angels, they want some kind of indication that an angel is present. Please don't do that. It's a dangerous thing. And that's where the demons can come in and really mess with our heads and start to get us off track. So, but I'd love to see that picture, Shanna.
I'm not very comfortable with, you know, this whole situation. But the day before I had asked God, if he really exists, give me a sign, show me something. And indeed he did. So be careful what you ask for.
Okay. So see, you did ask God for a sign. See, that's interesting.
Okay. Yes, I did.
Wow. Okay. See, this is exactly, okay. And so God God showed himself for you. But again, you see where I'm going though. When people start to understand the truth of our faith of angels, some people will say, well, if it's true, you're beside me every single day of my life, show yourself. We shouldn't be doing those kinds of things.
I do not.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Everybody else. Yeah.
I'm very uncomfortable, you know, with even seeing the picture. It's not something that you see every day. So it's quite shocking.
Right. Right.
But it's beautiful.
Well, you definitely got your gift. You asked God to show himself, and he, you know, they're Christ's angels. They were created for him and through him. They're Christ's angels. And, you know, Our Lady is Queen of the Angels. So, you know, they've got a whole network on the other side of the veil working on our behalf to get us to understand God better. And so that's just amazing, Shanna. And I'd love to see that picture. Thank you for sharing it with us. Okay, I need to share with our listeners. This is where we have to go very quickly. We're getting a lot of stories coming in, and I want to read Barbara's and Lydia's, but I got to get back to the phone. So I will go on Facebook and read them, and then make sure that I at least get those covered by reading your stories, and Betsy as well. Wow, everything's coming in on YouTube. Okay, today is the ordination anniversary of our own Father Anthony Mary, who was ordained in 2000. Congratulations, and God bless you, Father. Thank you for saying yes to your vocation. Okay, Gianna in California on Sirius XM 130, you're up next. Did I get your name correct, Gianna?
Yes, you did.
Okay, go right ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to share my story of my guardian angel. I did not see my guardian angel in human form. I actually saw them in their angelic form with the bright light, and it was beautiful. I was typing a paper for my husband on the computer, and I heard a voice say, "Call your friend. Call your friend now." And I'm like, okay, I'll get to it in a minute. So I went back to go type, and my computer screen was blank. I'm like, okay, I know I typed. I wasn't tired. This was in the morning. I was wide awake. And so I went to type again, and the voice said, "Call your friend now." And I felt a pressure on my shoulders. And so I looked to my left, my right, and I saw my guardian angel. It was the most beautiful sight I have ever seen. I saw their hair was wavy to their shoulders. They're androgynous, but it looked like a male to me. I saw their wings and the white robe with the sash, the corded belt. And it picked me up by my shoulders and walked me to the phone. And as soon as I picked the phone up, it left.
Wow. Wow. Oh, okay. So tell me your thoughts about all of this experience. I just want to know.
Seeing that made me even closer to God. And I believe now, I mean, I was raised, born and raised Catholic, so I believed in all that. But actually seeing my guardian angel made my faith even deeper. Mm-hmm. And so I know every human being on the face of this earth does have a guardian angel.
Amen. Amen. And so, you know, you bring up a really good point, Gianna, because you're right. I mean, if the angels were to show themselves to all of us, we would just know, and we would believe, right? And so there is a part of us having the faith to believe in this and to understand it without seeing a manifestation. Now, you were blessed to have that gift, and so that's huge, and it did deepen your spiritual life. So that's great, and we're so grateful to God. But again, I just want to stress that they have their work, and they are real, and they are present. Each one of us has a guardian angel with us all the days of our lives, and we should accept that and understand it, and also acknowledge that they have a mission, so that they can actively please God fulfilling that mission. And so, Gianna, thank you for sharing your story. You know, I think in this day and age where everybody feels very alone and isolated, especially, you know, we're still reeling from the pandemic and everything we went through, it's very important that we get the truth of the angels out there so people know they're never alone. And they do have that that soul guard, that bodyguard to help them on this journey called life. So Gianna, thank you. God bless you for sharing your story today. I want to get to Betsy on YouTube. Betsy, I'm waving real quickly. I'm going to try to read your story very fast. About a month ago or so, my husband Jimmy was stocking the cooler at the back of the gas station where he works. Then he went up front to ring out a customer. Then a car crashed into the store. If he had still been stocking the cooler, he would have been killed. He is convinced his guardian angel saved him. And then she goes on to say, "Thanks to Debbie, I've developed more of a relationship with my guardian angel. I have a disability, so I know I keep him pretty busy and say the guardian angel prayer and the Saint Michael prayer a lot." Oh, Betsy, that feels so good in my heart that you just said that. Thank you, Betsy, for doing that. And that's what I wanted to leave our listeners with today. Do exactly what Betsy's doing, okay? The Saint Michael prayer in the morning and the evening. So you know how the Saint Michael prayer goes. It defend us in battle, because we're in that spiritual battle, right? But the guardian angel prayer is a powerful prayer. If you as parents or grandparents impart that to the children, you are giving them a gift. You're giving them a gift and you're acknowledging God's mission. And this is so important. And that's when things start to really come alive and get activated in our lives, in our daily lives. And we do see miracles like what happened to Jimmy. And thank goodness he got away from that position in the back of the store and his life was spared. And see, there's a reason. The angels are there to guard us and guide us in all our ways. People will say, why did God do that for us? Because he knows how difficult life is for us, folks. That's why he gave us this beautiful holy angel to walk with us so we can get to heaven. Oh, I told you I could talk about guardian angels all day long. But you hear the music, and we're going to close the show for now. So don't forget to say your guardian angel prayer. Tomorrow, it's whom or what are you praying for on take two. Jerry will be back. So I do expect, full phone lines again, because we like to storm heaven together because we believe in the power of prayer. Want to thank Matt Gabinski on the phones, Michael McCall on social media, and our one, the only Charles Berry as our producer. Thank you to the show team. Thank you to all the affiliates that carry the show. And I love the Take Two family. Today's saint of the day is Saint Charles Lwanga and the martyrs of Uganda. So please pray for us. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.